Let's continue week three NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer here. We are doing the wild card picks. We'll each pick a random game and give you the winners that we believe. Ben, go first.
I am picking up the Houston Texans at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Boy, after that elbow surgery, Big Ben is sure looking true to form. He's doing quite well. He's throwing the ball over the place, and it doesn't help that they have six running backs on their roster that are healthy. You know, Houston is really good at defending the run. Houston is also horrible. I'm sorry, the pass. Houston is really good at defending the pass. They are not good at defending the run. So you're going to see this is going to be an onslaught of run play after run play after run play, especially if Juju Smith-Schuster is out. He's questionable for the game as of today, but we'll see what happens. Even if he doesn't come back, they still have enough talent. They actually have probably the best, healthiest roster. There's only four guys on the IR there right now. So I think that you're going to see a combination of You're going to see a combination of a lot of running backs, a lot of play, but eventually Pittsburgh is just going to pull away and Houston won't be able to catch up.
I'm going Kansas City against Baltimore in Baltimore. Kansas City had a rough time with the Chargers last week, but if you've kind of watched, as I know Ben has with the AFC West, the Chargers have given Kansas City trouble each of the last three games now. It's just something about their defensive scheme that gives Pat Mahomes some trouble. And even still, they came back and beat the Chargers. You know, the defense had a little trouble because they game planned for Tyrod Taylor, and then the team doctor punctured Tyrod Taylor's lung before the game started. So they ended up getting Justin Herbert as the starter, which we all know when you get the backup quarterback in one start, he always looks like a world beater. It's one of the age-old truths. But I don't think the Chiefs are as human as they looked last week. Baltimore is good. Their defense is awesome. They're disciplined. They do some good things. But I just think that the Baltimore can play 53 minutes of high quality football and be ahead. And it will only take two drives for Kansas City to score in less than 5 minutes. I just don't see it. I think, you know, we saw Baltimore last year in the playoffs. If you can knock them around a little bit, they get off their game. Tennessee really had no business beating them in the playoffs last year. Kansas City is the reigning Super Bowl champion for a reason. You got to love Mahomes. I do love Lamar Jackson. I think it'll be an exciting game. But I just have a hard time picking against the Chiefs here, knowing what they're capable of doing, and also knowing that people are going to be on the Baltimore Ravens train because they're overthinking what happened last week against the Chargers. So I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, my wild card is the Bills beating the Rams. The Rams are – yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Los Angeles, David. But yeah. the Rams are 2-0, but they're not quite the Bears 2-0, but they're not – they're also not, Seahawks 2-0 or one of the other really good teams. So I think this is going to be – the Bills are the real 2-0 team, and they are – and Josh Allen is legit. I'm a big fan of his. So I see the Bills taking this one, beating the Los Angeles Rams. All right, you can check out our NFL picks online at 977theriver.com and click on the Sports Buzz and check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on all the podcasting platforms. And we will do Beer 30 coming up next.